Last summer we had a chavur, we were learning pre-tzadik from Reb Tzadik HaKohen, and I felt that this year I wanted to learn something with the Olam where there could be more hischaskas to work on something on a very practical level, and at the same time to learn something very unusual, something different and something new. So last summer I learned with the women on Monday nights, I learned a kuntres from a very unusual young Talmud Chacham from Yerushalayim, Rav Silberberg, who I've been told, last time I was in Eretz Yisrael, we were supposed to meet and it didn't work out, I had to leave. I wasn't able to work it out, but I've been told that Shalosh Shudas, there are 400 or 500 people every Shalosh Shudas. And he says Divrei Chizuk, already a few of the Svarm have been printed. The kuntres that I learned last year on parenting, that some of you may have heard on tape, certainly the guys in the shul have heard on tape, were from that kuntres, a small kuntres on chinuch habanim, chinuch habanis. What's unusual about these kuntresim is they're written in the style that they were spoken. He didn't write this as a sefer. Some of these were taken, actually were transcribed from tapes. He spoke in Yiddish. In the middle, there will be sometimes some Yiddish. Usually, it's the Yiddish, when they put out the Sefer, they translate it on the bottom. And he reviewed these Torahs. Some of them, I think he wrote afterwards. Most of them, Talmidim wrote, or they were transcribed from tapes. Therefore, the style is not the kind of style you would find in a written Sefer. It's more Baal Peh. It's an outpouring of the heart. It's something very, very unusual that has an unbelievable combination of haskala, muskalos, meaning helping us understand the inyan, and at the same time, the tremendous amount of chizuk. And I think we all need it. The kuntres that the inyan that we're going to be learning now, Mitzvah Shem, this should be very easy to do at least two or three over the summer. I hope Mitzvah Shem we should be able to do two or three. We're going to be learning a kuntres on the inyan of the avoda during these days that we're entering into, the days of Ben HaMetzarim, these days of Shavuos V'Tamuz to Tisha B'Av, on the inyan of tefillah, and how should we improve our davening, and what can we think about in particular during our davening of the 3 weeks and Tisha B'Av, and particularly something that I thought would be nogeya to each and every one of us, although all of this is already nogeya to each and every one of us, and particularly the inyan of being mishtatev b'tzarosim shel Yisrael aleinu, to be able for one Jew to take part and to empathize and to be with other Jews during their time of tzara, which I think this past year unfortunately has forced us to try to come to terms with the feelings that you and I all have as being part of Knesset Yisrael, even though we're thousands of miles away from where our brothers and sisters are being shot at, are being blown up. But the inyan to be mishtatev b'tzarosim shel Yisrael is part of the bigger picture of the avelus of Yerushalayim. And in order for us to understand, in order for us to be part of Klal Yisrael, particularly at this time, to be zeichet to see the simcha of Klal Yisrael and the nechama of Klal Yisrael, so we have to be mishtatif in the tzara as part of our tefillah, to learn how to include in our davening and to strengthen our davening the inyan of Yavelis of Yerushalayim. Each and every one of you knows that the Ikkar Torah of Baal Shem Tov was to show us how every single thing in Torah and every single thing in Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebaal Peh applies to each and every one of us now, every moment of our lives. It's not just something at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, at the time of the Gemara. Every single thing applies to each and every one of us now. So I feel that this kuntres in particular is speaking to each and every one of us. I also want to welcome to our mokum here, to welcome some of my special chaverim that came from the city to join us. We learn together every morning the whole year, so they wanted to give me a list chizik that we should start off the zman here together. And once Mitzrayim, you'll have the Kuntres. In the meantime, I'll read it and try it. Now, it's difficult, but to try to follow. And then I, Be'ezus Hashem, will have the photos that soon. He begins with a hakdama. He begins with an introduction that we can go through very quickly, but it's crucial. It's important. Before going to the subject of tefillah, now you know that each and every one of us has problems with davening. Some more, some less. Davening, Chazal says, is davar amid b'rumo shel olam, is that part of our lives that's most important. It's most crucial to our lives. Okay, so, but there's something unique. This was I was saying. I'm sorry for this. What I was saying is that even though tefillah in general is very difficult for all of us, but in particular, the special type of tefillahs that we have to focus on during this period of time, it's very distant for people like us. It's very hard for us to understand. So he begins with the hakdama. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Ono Zoichim L'Sasev Be'ev Shabbos Kodesh Shabbos Chazayin. He gave this talk on Shabbos Chazon, Erev Shabbos Chazon. Yadu mi ha'apter of Oid Harbi Tzadikim Shehefligim Oid Begdulas Eskula Shabbos Chazon. We find in the Svar Makedoshim that Shabbos Chazon in particular is seen as from the holiest Shabbos of the entire year. Shekol Shabbos Kodesh Yeshlo Sakayach Shalai. Every single Shabbos has a certain kayach. As it says in the Sfarim, that since the time that Shabbos came into the world until Mashiach, each Shabbos, the Shloch Kaddish explains that every single Shabbos has its own unique kayach, its own unique shayrish, and everybody can accomplish something different each Shabbos. But he says, but this Shabbos chazayin, we call Shabbos kayach, yesh lo kayach shalo, es ha-shpor shalo, es ha-matone shalo, Shabbos is a gift. Matana Chadosha, Matana Toivi, Yeshli Veisknoze Chazal say in Shabbos. The Rebbeinu Shlomo, when he spoke about Shabbos, when he gave us Shabbos, he said that I have a precious gift that's in my treasure house that I want to give to the Jewish people. The Shabbos Chazayin Yeshlo is Kol HaKoyach Shel HaPnimiyah Shel HaYomim Shel Lifnei Tisha B'Av. The Shabbos that comes, you know, Shabbos, the Zohar Kodesh says that Shabbos has in it the Koyach, the Makor of the Bracha, of all that's going to be the coming week. So certainly Shabbos Chazayin, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, has all of the pnimiyas of Tisha B'Av. Yadu shebesiyim shel zman kodesh yesh karvus gedol ma'od. That particularly when you come to the chasima, to the end, just like the end of Yom Kippur is the holiest time of Yom Kippur, is Ne'ilah. And Ne'ilah, which means, as it says in the Svarim, it does not only mean the conclusion, but it comes from the word l'n'orl, which means to lock, like we call Ne'ilah Sachag. Nilas Achag means that all of the Kedusha, all of the Avaida of that Yontiv becomes locked in, becomes contained and integrated into the person Davke by the Chasima. The Chasima, the conclusion of something, is the way of holding it. Therefore, he says, when it comes to Shabbos Chazayin, which we come to the conclusion of the 3 weeks, to the time of Tisha B'Av, V'yomim elu heim asiyim shel atkufa ha-kedoshu shel ben ha-metzarim v'ha-koyach v'hizkarvus ha-gedoshu shel siyim z'man kodesh v'nizgav zem es oye b'shabbos kodesh zeh. Therefore, Shabbos Chazayin in particular contains within it tremendous Kedusha. They say from the Kedushas Levi, the B'ditchev used to say that a person who looks carefully on Shabbos Chazayin is able to see the third Beis HaMikdash. You know, for people like us, we can't see not the first, not the second. It's hard enough to see Shul. But the B'ditchev said such a thing that a person can... We're going to learn what that means. He didn't say that Stam. Obviously with himself he was in a different madrega. But when he said that each and every Jew it's possible on Shabbos Chazayin to have a glimpse of the third Beis HaMikdash, he meant for every one of us. We have to see what that means. The Kosov Meharebim Lublin V'atfer Shloim V'amor V'shemesh V'oy Tzadikim Sh'ashabos Shal Ben HaMetzorim Him Zmani Yiskarvus Miyuchodim Zmani Aliyah Zmani Hashpor L'kol Hashonu. That a person is able to take from the Shabboses of the 3 weeks a hashpa, bracha for the entire year. Gimel haShabboses behamushpa kedusha sholosh regalim. And this, the Chayzer from Lublin said that these 3 weeks of Ben HaMetzarim, these 3 Shabboses, contain within them the koyach of the sholosh regalim, of the 3 Yom Tovim. V'Shabbos Kodesh Zemunach by Hakayach Shel Hasiyim. And therefore the last Shabbos of Chazon contains in it what? Contains in it the end. The end which is Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. The Kosur Rav Lach Sheves B'Eima Kabocha. So we say in L'Chadoidi, Rav Lach Sheves B'Eima Kabocha. That the Jewish people have been sitting for a long time, and Yerushalayim has been sitting for a long time in the depths of suffering and depths of despair. And the tzaddikim say that sheves, rav lach sheves, sitting, that we're dwelling in misery and in suffering, sheves is oisius Shabbos kodesh. Sheves are the letters of Shabbos. Shel nichlal bazeh hakavone, shekame shashavuhu b'chinis emek habocha, meaning that the more difficult, the more miserable that week is, and there's no more miserable week than the week of Tisha B'Av, is the lowest point of the year. So the Chayzer said, Rav Lach Sheves, those Shabbases, Sheves is Shabbos, those Shabbases that come during the time of Emek Kabocha, during the depths of our suffering, Rav Lach Sheves, those are the greatest, most powerful Shabbases. Rav Lach Sheves be Emek Kabocha. Dafka, those Shabbases that are in the Emek HaBocha are the Rav Lach Sheves, which is the whole chizik that Jews take. Sheves is also brought down by Tzaddikim, the letters Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, when Yidden are together. Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, therefore we're going to talk about this. There's no greater time for Chaveirim to be mechazik each other and for Jews to be together than these 3 weeks of Sheves Be'emek HaBocha, Rav Lach Sheves. The Shabbases of Ben HaMetzorim are Rav Lach Sheves, Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, Be'ima Kabocha, during these difficult weeks. Shal Nichle Baze HaKavon Shekame Shashavu Hu B'chines Eima Kabocha. And you and I know this each and every week. Baruch Hashem, I'm in Chinuch all the years, and I have the pleasure and the delight, and Rabbi Youngreis can share this with me, Rabbi Alpert, if Rabbi Pirik is here, anybody that's in Chinuch knows that it's Melechus Hashem, and even though you might have a difficult day, what a difficult mean. I mean that Yankel wasn't looking inside the Gemara. That's not so difficult, but there are others of the Chaveim here that every single week is Rav Lach Sheves, Be'ema Kabocha, just to make it through the week at work, and to have to be far away from the family and away from Bismedrish, and away from Torah, is Rav Lach Sheves, Be'ema Kabocha. So the Tzaddikim, the Chayzer said, that a Jew has to know that those are the Shabbases that you appreciate more than any other Shabbos. The Shabbos is when you are what? When you're able, those weeks that were most difficult, where you were sitting Be'emek HaBocha, and you're counting every minute till you get to Shabbos. Rav Lach Sheves, Shabbos, you're always great. But Rav Lach Sheves, Shabbos is most beautiful and most precious to us when it was a week that we spent Be'emek HaBocha. And that week where the Jewish people are sitting mamish be'emek habocha in Stoim, which is the lowest place on earth. Stoim, which is the oisiyas soid David Malkim Mashiach, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, Rabbi Alpert, you have to be careful, remembers everything, right? So I mentioned a few weeks ago in Flatbush, we were talking about our precious chava that was lost, Shevi. This davke Stoim, which is the lowest place on earth, is Soid David Malkim Mashiach, is where Mashiach Tzekeinu was born. Davkin Stoim Atzosi, David Avdi is Bestoim, is the Indian of David HaMelech in Stoim. When the Jewish people are at the lowest point, they need the greatest chizik. Therefore, the holiest Shabbos of the year, which the Chayzer said and Rav Shitzer said, was even greater than Shabbos Shuvah. Even greater than Shabbos Shuvah is Davke, the lowest week of the Jewish people, which is Tisha B'Av, Chazon. Davke then is Rav Lach Sheves, is the holiest Shabbos. Shenichl b'zeh hakavona, shekame shashavuhu b'chines emek habocha, that Davke, when we're going through that lowest point, when it's the most difficult, you know that the Sfarim all explain, ki yisun ha'or min ha'choshech, that the most beautiful light is the light that emerges out of darkness. And since the darkest time of the year is the 3 weeks, and of the 3 weeks is the week Shechalbay, it's the week of Tisha B'Av. So therefore Shabbos Chazon is that Bechina of Hisnari Me'ofar Kumi. of a Jew lifting himself up out of the dirt. A Shabbos Kodesh will go to Yosef. And then he says, Ein ze poshul ladabel acherim. Rav Silberberg says it's not easy to talk to other Jews. Lev yudeh maris nafshay, he says, everybody knows his own problems, his own bitterness. He says, I'm worried because sometimes a person says things that are not so, that were not said so carefully. He says, I'm saying in advance that I'm being careful. I'm worried that maybe I'm not quoting accurately from the Svarma Kedoshim. The ikkar of what we're going to learn now is to be mechazik each other. And whether or not it's exactly what it's found in that sefer, he says it might not be. But the ikkar is to be mechazik each other. Then he goes on and says, there's all b'derech hakdama. On the Messiah, is at kufa k'doyshe shal ben ha-mitzarim, when we come to the end of this period of ben ha-mitzarim, Ritzayin Hashem is Baruch Sheniska v'nachzer v'nashvish b'nafsheinu esmasha chazal ha-kedoshim v'tzadikim gilu lonu es haskula v'akedusha shayom ha-kedoshim ha-elu. Most people don't think of the 3 weeks as being days of kedusha of holiness. Every year at this time I mentioned it Monday night that that the Koidnava, the Tzadikim Koidnava on Tisha B'Av was dancing. And the Chassidim was shocked by that. And they asked the Rebbe, L'simcha mazu oise, why is the Rebbe dancing Tisha B'Av? And the Koidnava said that on Tisha B'Av there's a mitzvah to be misabel, to mourn over Yerushalayim. And a Jew has to be mekayim the mitzvah b'simcha. So we have to mekayim the mitzvah of mourning b'simcha. Now that sounds obviously like a paradox. It's very odd. The whole mitzvah of avelus is to feel tzibrochim. So how could a person be mekayim the mitzvah of avelus b'simcha, and yet each and every one of you knows that Tisha B'Av is also yontiv, and Tisha B'Av is called a moyed, and a moyed means, and I remember seeing this discussed by the Telzer Rosh Hashiva Alav Shalom, that the Indian of a moyed means, the word ohel moyed, moyed means to encounter, to meet, like the word va'ad, beis ha-va'ad. Ohel moyed means where Moshe Rabbeinu would encounter the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Really, if we understand, and we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem during these weeks, if we understand properly what the 3 weeks are all about, and what Tisha B'Av is all about, it's a time of unbelievable Hisroimim, of Hisalus, of encountering Hashem, of meeting Hashem, and connecting to Him on the deepest level, if we understand what it means, what the 3 weeks are all about. So he says, U'befrat Tisha Sayomim Shiyadua Me'abnei Yisoscher V'Oyed Tzadikim. It says in Pasuk that when Aryeh Sha'ag, when the lion roars, Mila Yira, who isn't afraid? Shemirayish Chodesh Av, Ad Tisha B'Av, Heim Reish Tez Zayin shows that from Rayish Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av there are 216 hours, which is the Gematria, which equals numerically the word Aryeh, lion. Which of is the month of the lion. It's the month of the lion. Aryeh Sha'ag, Sheyom Elu Miyuchadim L'Sha'ag. We're going to learn, we're going to talk about over the summer, the whole Indian of Tefillah of Davening. And what each and every one of us can do to strengthen our Tefillah. But the Tzaddikim said, the Bnei Yisoscher said that Aryeh Sha'ag is going on this time of the month, particularly the time of Av. Sha'ag means, like the Sefer Shagas Aryeh, Shag means to scream, to yell. The yell, the roar of the lion. And by a Jew, Hakol Kol Yankiv, the screaming of a Jew is Tefillah, is Avoda. And this is the month of a Jew screaming and davening. Therefore, it's brought down in Sfarim that Aryeh is Rosh Hatevis, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Hashanah Rabbah. It's the Oisius Aryeh. So Bnei Yisoscher says, V'yeshti yomim elu es ha-kedusha shel Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hashanah Rabbah. K'mei shekosu b'shelo ha-kodesh. That Aryeh, hasn't it the koyach of, which is of, hasn't the koyach of what? Of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hashanah Rabbah. All of the tefillahs of those days. And he says, V'yom ha-kippur, and ha-maschil, and ha-tefillah, shayom ha-kodesh, b'tefillah, shomai yishar Rabbeinu. How do we begin Yom Kippur davening? So by Kol Nidre we begin We begin b'tfilah Shema Yisrael Rabbeinu Shlach No La'avoyin Ha'om Hazeh Kegordel Chazdech. Yom Kippur begins Kal Nidre V'Shlach No La'avoyin Ha'om Hazeh Kegordel Chazdech, to forgive the sin of your people. When was that tefillah? When did Moshe Rabbeinu scream out that bakasha, which the whole Elul Roshani Yom Kippur Shana Rabbah depends upon that sentence? Slachna la'oven ha'om hazeh kegodel chazdecha. Where we say the Rebbeinu Shlomo Yema Hashem what? Salachti kidvarecha, which Kedushas Levi Baditshev has said that Rebbeinu Shlom, the whole month of Elul, do you know how much davening we're doing? The whole month of, the whole time Roshana says to me, Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Shana Rabbah, how much tefillahs the Jewish people are saying. And you know what we're asking you for? One word. What? Salachti. Can't you say one word? Jews are saying hundreds of thousands of tefillahs. Salachti. When did that bakasha begin? Shlachno la'avoyin ha'am hazeh kegol chazdecha. When did Moshe Rabbeinu actually say those words? Tisha B'Av. By that horrible night, when the Meraglim came back, and the Jewish people began to cry, and the Gemara says, Atem b'chisem, b'chiyah shalchinem, right? You cried for nothing, and we're still crying until the end of time. That bakosh of Moshe Rabbeinu to forgive Klai Yisrael, that bakosh was actually said Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu revealed that Seder and Tefillah, that way of davening. So when does Yom Kippur really begin? Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur really begins. Slachno la'avayin ha'om hazeh kegardel chazdecha. When the Jewish people felt totally lost, and they said that sentence, B'sinus Hashem Aysanu, that the Baruch Shalom hates us. That's why he took us out of Mitzrayim. And when a Jew begins Yom Kippur, he feels certain, B'sinus Hashem Aysanu, that the Baruch Shalom hates me for my avayers. The tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu was, Slachno la'avayin ha'om hazeh kegordel chazdecha, was said on Tisha B'Av. That's how a Jew begins to scream. Shemayshu Rabbeinu espalo tefila zu v'tisha B'Av. V'Hashem Yisbarach omeloi salachti kverecha. When? V'Yom Kippur. That was on Yom Kippur. So the whole Seder of tefila really begins Tisha B'Av. Really begins Tisha B'Av. And if you look in the Musa Svarim, the Avoida of the Yom Neroim of Elul begins now. It doesn't begin just El. Ayeh Shoag, Ayeh is Av. Shoag Mila Yira. Or Biyom Elu on the Maschilim Esat Kufa Chadosha Shal Mishneh Torah. That's why this time of the year we begin Sefer Dvarim. Soon we're going to begin Sefer Dvarim. Shabbos Chazoin is Sefer Dvarim. Now we learned last year in Preet Sadik that there's something extraordinary, there's something different about Sefer Dvarim from the other four Svarim. There's something different about Sefer Dvarim. We'll talk about that in a second. Shekosav al Zemet Tzadikim, Haflogis Gedolos, the Tzadikim speak a great deal about Sefer Dvarim. Shemoish Rabbeinu Heir, Lefna Yistal Kusim, Rish Chodesh Shvat, Ad Zayin Oder, Sahelig Diburim. When did Moshe Rabbeinu say Mishneh Torah? When did he say Sefer Dvarim? He said it from Rish Chodesh Shvat, as it says in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Hoyil Moshe, Beres HaTorah Azois, that was when. It says Beferish, Rish Chodesh, that was Rish Chodesh Shvat. Ad Zayin Oder, until his histalkus, till he died, he said these Heilige Diburim, these holy Diburim of what? Of Mishneh Torah. The Shefa Zanishma B'chol Shana B'tekufa Zumi Shabbos Chazoin Ad Simchas Torah. So when do we say Sefer Dvarim? When do we learn Sefer Dvarim? Shnai Mikra Chetargim. When do we learn it? Sefer Dvarim. When do we learn Sefer Dvarim? From Shabbos Chazoin until Simchas Torah. That's the tkufa of Sefer Dvarim. Shemaschil behem hakriya shel Parshas Dvarim. Hachumash shel Mishneh Torah sheyesh lo koyach kofel. Now this, what's special about Sefer Dvarim? That it has a greater koyach than the other svarim. Hainu shenishba bo kefel keflaim shel kedusha v'skarvus. There's a double portion that tzaddikim tell us, that Sefer Dvarim has a double portion keflaim l'sushia, has a double koyach than the other four svarim. The Chumash Dvarim Ha Sefer Hashvi. Chumash Dvarim is actually the seventh sefer. How does that work out? According to the Man Dorma, it says what? The Vayhi bin Soya Ha'aron, the Gemara, that Vahibin Saya Aaron is what? Is a sefer b'fnei atzmai, the inverted nuns, separates it as a separate sefer, which means that there are seven chalokim to Torah. Now the number seven, everybody knows, is very important, is very significant. Seven means what? Malchus. Seven means Shabbos. Seven means the end. Seven means perfection. Seven means when the Shechina comes into our lives. That's the number seven. Mishnah Torah is al b'chinas shel Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh yachad. Now, what's so special? Reb Tzadik explains at the beginning of Dvarim Pri Tzadik, we learned it by Riches last year. What is so special about Sefer Dvarim? You would think that the first six Dvarim, Bereishis Shemayim speaking b'midbar, you would say that those should be in a higher madrega than Sefer Dvarim. So why is Sefer Dvarim greater? So he explains, and this is from the coin from Lublin, because Sefer Dvarim is the book, is the Sefer of transition. Sefer Dvarim contains within it Torah Shebichsav and Torah, it's the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. Because what happens, what's different at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim? Until Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was not speaking at all as a human being. Shechina was medaberes mitayach groinei shel Moshe. That Moshe Rabbeinu was just a shofar. He was a mouthpiece. He opened his mouth, and the Shechina came out from his mouth. Until Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim begins, Eila Dvarim Eshediba Moshe, which means what? Even ad hayom, even till our lives, when Rav Moshe Feinstein was saying something. So we don't hear the sound of Hashem when Rav Moshe Feinstein opened his mouth. We didn't hear the sound of Hashem. But really, what does Torah Shebal Peh mean? What does it mean? It means that we believe be'emunah shleima. That the same way that when Moshe Rabbeinu opened his mouth in Sefer Dvarim, and everybody said, hey, whoa, who's that? That's not Hashem anymore. That sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not Hashem talking to us. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. So how are we supposed to accept this? But what? Dvarim means that even though it looks to you like it's just a human being that's talking, so you think, and we thought that it was just Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, some holy Jew from the Lower East Side, was saying over some Divrei Torah. So it was just Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the same Moshe Rabbeinu is Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Which means what? That the Chachmei HaDoros, and you and I, when we sit in Bis Medrash, and we struggle over a piece of Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and when we're Marvis Sedra, and we sit at the Shabbos table, and we say over a Torah to our children, and we open our mouths, the same Shechina in Bereishis Shmoyis Vayikra Bamidbar is coming through the mouths of a human being, but it's no longer in a way where it's obvious and clear. Now it comes in the way of Torah Shebal Peh, of the oral law. And Torah Shebal Peh is what? Is Gilui Hashem, is revealing the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence in a way where it's in a time of Hester Panim. That's why, what's the Ikkar Torah Shebal Peh? Is Talmud Bavli, not Yerushalmi. And the Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk. It's in Medrash Eicha. The Pasuk in Eicha. V'machashakim ha'yishivani, that the Rishon Lizbaruch put me in a dark place. And from there Chazal say it's Talmud Bavli. That we paskin when there's a machloik is Bavli and Yerushalmi. We paskin dafka like the Bavli. Bavli is what? In the Eima Kabocha, Rav Lach Shavis. That means that when a Jew feels and thinks that he's totally detached from the Rebbeinu Shlomim, when you think that you're completely on your own, when you say over a Mishnah, a Gemara, is the Shechina, Mamish, that's speaking through you. The same Shechina that was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bereishis Shmoyis Vayikra Midbar, is speaking in Sefer Dvarim. But here there's a Chiddush in Sefer Dvarim. The Chiddush is as follows. The Kosuv of Me'a Yehudi HaKadosh, Vayit Tzadik, is brought down from the Yid, from the Heilige Yid, the Yid HaKadosh. Shebechol Yoyim Ha'yilayim De Ma'at B'Mishnah Torah. The Yid HaKadosh, when he wanted to learn Musar, he used to open up, not a Musar Sefer, the Yid HaKadosh would open up, no matter when it was during the year, the Yid HaKadosh would open up Sefer Dvarim. He would start to learn Mishnah Torah. That's how he learned Musar. Ha'yilayim De Ma'at B'Mishnah Torah can move a Reb Tzadik, we'll see again later. Reb Tzadik brings from the Yid HaKadosh. Shadibur Makadosh Mela Shemesh Rabbeinu Omlu Chol Klai Yisrael Eila Hadvor Mashadibe Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to speak. Shezo ha-koyach she-nishma b'divrei Mishneh Torah, she-mi she-koyah b'ham. There's a difference when you learn Chumash Devarim and you learn the first four Svarim. The difference is that when I learn or you learn the first four Svarim, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom talking. The Rabbeinu Shalom, Sof Kol Sof, we believe in him, but it's hard for human beings to connect to him. It's hard for us to connect to him. The Torah was given as a gift to the Jewish people. The Maral writes in the Chiddush HaGadol and the Dorim that the Torah had to be given as a matana. You know what the Gemara says in the Dorim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was learning it and he was forgetting it, right? He wasn't able to chat. We feel bad, we sit in yeshiva and we hear something, right? And you don't remember it. Moshe Rabbeinu had a chalish sadas, the Gemara says in the Dorim, that he was learning and he was forgetting. Until what? Finally, on the 40th day, the Baruch Shalom gave him, Vayitel Moshe, kechalosh ladabrit. The Baruch Shalom gave him the Torah as a maton, matnas nachliel. The Baruch Shalom gave him the Torah as a maton, as a gift. So the Moral explains in the Chiddush HaGadol that why did the Torah have to be given as a gift? Because really, Behemoth, he says, a human mind cannot possibly comprehend the Torah. You see, Einstein was a very, very bright fellow, and therefore his hasagas in what, in human wisdom, his hasagas were unbelievable. Ad hayoyim, I was told that much of modern science is still unraveling Einstein's mahalach. Ad hayoyim. But all of that is part of chokhmah enoshis, human wisdom. And the human mind is capable of understanding, of comprehending, of absorbing that wisdom. But the Torah, the Maral writes, the Torah is chokhmah lekis. The Torah is godly. That means it transcends the human capacity to understand. Therefore, the Torah is given in such a way where Moshe Rabbeinu was learning and forgetting. He couldn't hold on to it. He couldn't grasp it. It was eluding him. Why? Since it's a chokhmah lekis, the Maral says, since Torah really, really is from beyond the human mind, therefore, as many times as the human brain hears it, it doesn't take hold. It doesn't have an achiz in something which is not part of Hayam of this world. Until the Eibishter gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah as a maton, as a gift. Therefore, the Maral explains Keseder. And we spoke about this last year, Parashas Devarim, in Reb Tzadik. But the Maral says, look at the differences between the Aseres HaDvarim, the Aseres HaDibris, in Parashas Yisroi and in Parashas Vezchanan. There are many differences. But Lamashal, for example, let's talk about one. Shabbos. In Parashas Yisroi, the Aseres HaDibris, there Shabbos is what? Zeicher l'mayisib bereishis, kisheshis omos ha-Hashem, right? In Parashas Yisroi. Not in Vezchanan, what does it say? Why do we keep Shabbos? Ki avodim ha-Yisa. Because we are avodim in Mitzrayim. So the Maral says, the chiluk is like this. The first four books of Chumash are closer to the Noisein ha-Torah. There it's the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah, completely the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah, before he really gave it over to us. Therefore, in the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah, Shabbos Dikr is what? Ma'aseh Bereishis, creation. But if you tell a human being that the reason he had to keep Shabbos is because of creation, he says, I'll tell you the truth, I really don't know anything about creation, I wasn't there. That doesn't mean much to me. I'm sure it was a very impressive event, I don't know anything about it. But in Vezchanan, the Maral says, is what v'zachata, to remember, ke'eved ha'isa, you were a slave. Every Jew knows that, and every Jew has felt it, and what it means. And therefore, keep Shabbos, because you were slaves in Mitzrayim. Why is it that in Vezchanan, there the Maral says, why is it that in Vezchanan, the Torah tells us, keep Shabbos, because you were slaves, and in Bereishis, it's because there was a creation. So Maral says, because Shabbos in Sefer Shmos is still in that part of the Chumash, where the Noisna Torah is still in his hands. Sefer Dvarim already is what? It's the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. Sefer Dvarim is already when we're holding on to the... It's closer to us, the Torah. It's part, it becomes much more a part of human life. Therefore, we have more of a shaychus to it. I always mention in shul, and it's interesting, probably some of you have experienced this. When you go to, if it was zoich to be in Tzvas, right? So be zoich to be in Tzvas. There's always a crowd. Where do you always find an oilam? By the Arizal's tzion, right? There by the Arizal, you have the Ramak. Reb Shlomo Alkibitz is there. The Ashur HaKadosh is a little bit on the, not right there, but you have also an oilam is there. But you know, there's a Kabbalah. If you go down the hill near to the near closer to the mikveh, who's buried over there? You know who's buried over there? There's an oil. Nobody even goes there. Hosea Hanavi. Hosea Hanavi is buried over there. Hosea ben Be'eri is over there. You don't see an oilam over there by Hosea's tzion. Why is that? They have not. You can go not far away from Tzvas. You have Chavakuk Hanavi. Have you ever been in there to Chavakuk? You were there. I was zeich to be there. There's no oilam over there. There's one Michigan that stands there all day by Chavakuk Hanavi. Hanavi Chavakuk Elamai. So why is it by the Beis Yosef, by the Ari HaKadosh, there's an oilam. You go in other. You go by the Rebbe Elamelech, right? Dovi was there by the Rebbe Elamelech. This year there was a very big oilam. You go to Uman by Rabbi Nachman Breslover, 10,000 Jews, 10,000 people are there, Rosh Hashanah, Bli Ayin Hara. And you come to a Navi, by Chavakuk you won't get a minion. By a Navi. How could that be? So the Teretz is that a Navi is just not that we're close to that Arizal, you know. But a Navi, forget about it. A Navi is Chabichlal, it's the Baruch Shalom's side of the court. The Achroinim, I got news for you, I was zeich to be Rabbeinu B'chai has in the Galil, Rabbeinu B'chai is buried there too. It's hard to get to Rabbeinu B'chai. It's hard to get there. With the Ari HaKadosh identified in the Galil, Tanoim Amoroim, you're not going to have the same amount of people that will be by the Rebbe Elimelech. The Rebbe Elimelech made promises, Rebbe Nachman made promises about going to, if you go to see him. But certainly, if you go to the Kever of Atana, of a Navi, and then if you go into Veria, so everybody goes into the Rambam, right? So the Rambam is buried over there. When you come out, who's buried before you go into the Rambam? The Shalah is there, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is there. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There's right before you go into the Rambam, there's the Shalah. Next to the Shalah is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. A Kleinikait? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And when you go to the other Beis Olam there, then you have Rabbi Akiva. Next to Rabbi Akiva, who's buried? The next Tzion, the next oil is the Ramchal. There's more of an oil by the Ramchal. Because why? Rabbi Akiva is just beyond us. Allah has come of a kama, a Navi. We don't feel any shaykhs to, because we feel that's still part of the Ben Shalom side of the court. But when you come to Achrayim, when you come to Achrayim, Sof Kosof, when you speak about the Rabbi Elimelech, our grandfathers, maybe our great-grandfather could have met someone, this Kalena Rebbe. This Kalena Rebbe is all Gesundsein. This Kalena Rebbe, his father, who I was eichet to see on a number of occasions, maybe some of you saw the old Kalena Rebbe, his father, if you go back, only four were by the Baal Shem Tov. Four were by the Baal Shem Tov. So it means he saw someone who saw someone who saw someone that saw the Baal Shem Tov. So already there, we feel, all right, it's on our side. So the first four books of Chumash, he's explaining, the Reb Tzadik explains, Shekhinah is something out there. But Mishneh Torah is already Moshe Rabbeinu speaking as a human being, not just a mouthpiece for the Shekhinah. But the Chiddush is that even you, a human being, even in Bavel, even in New York, Rav Lo Sheves Be'emek HaBocha, when you're learning Torah, is the Dvar Hashem Mamish coming out of your mouth? Is the Dvar Hashem Mamish? That's Torah Shebal Peh. That's why Sefer Dvarim, the Yid HaKadosh, and other tzaddikim will learn Sefer Dvarim, because there it's not just hearing Hashem, like reading it in a Sefer, it's hearing Moshe Rabbeinu as if he's standing in front of you. And it's Enadom Shmilariya. And when you're in Moshe Rabbeinu's presence, you feel a connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. And these are the words he brings from Rabbi Tzadik. Hu kishameya, Hu kishameya atami pi Moshe. When you learn Sefer Dvarim, it's like you have Moshe Rabbeinu is in the room with you. Vehein hein eila hadvarim esha Moshe doiver atu b'fi ha-koyer v'divrei Moshe. These are Rabtzolik's words. Heim hadover asher tziva Hashem mamish. Kloimer, ze mamish shechina medaberes. It's the shechina that's speaking, but you don't know that's the shechina. Mamish ha-giluyim shazeh hadover u-mimele yesh haftoche shel kein yedvoi ke'esha she-yetzi mipi lo-yoshev elai reikam. There's a promise in Novi that the same way we say in the Haftarah of Atanas, right, in Dishu Hashem Behimotzai, is Kashi Yehud HaShelag, right, V'Geshem, how's it say? Right? Lo Yoshev Elai Reikam. That means that a Jew, the same way that when it rains, it's Zichr going to bring, it's for sure going to bring forth, it's going to bring forth fruit and vegetables, it's going to give birth to something new. So also, a Jew has to know that when the Baruch Shalom says something, it's going to, when the Baruch Shalom says something, it came out of his mouth, Asher Yetzi Mipi Lo Yoshev Elai Reikam. The first four books of Chumash Hashem is talking to us, but it doesn't always hit home. But Sefer Dvarim, it hits home, it's closer to us. Rak Nichnas Belevu Poel Batuach. You know, it's not the same thing. If you say over something from the Chofetz Chaim, if you read in a Sefer, could you imagine if the Chofetz Chaim would be here? If the Chofetz Chaim would be here and he would say it over. You know how different we would be if the Chofetz Chaim would be here and he would say it over. And we could read the Chofetz Chaim's form, the same way we could read Chumash Rashi. How would it be if Rashi were talking? If Rashi was standing here talking? Forget Rashi. If instead of you and I reading over Reb Tzadik, what if Reb Tzadik himself were here, saying over Reb Tzadik? The Zemailas Divrei Teichachas Shal Mishnah Torah. So during the 3 weeks from Shabbos Chazoin till the time of Simchas Torah, we're saying Sefer Dvarim. Shekari Behem Shamei Ata Eilah Dvarim Shedoyve Moshe Ata Befi Hakorei. V'Zeh Koyach Shal Mishnah Torah Shemaschilam Achshav B'Siyam Hashana at the end of the year. B'chol Shana B'Prei the Shal Shana when what Nishpa Hashefer Shal Prei the Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. As the year is ending, and Moshe Rabbeinu is parting from us, because we're talking now in Sefer Dvarim the last words of Moshe Rabbeinu. So everybody knows that the final words of a tzaddik are the words, the final words, the pray to this dalkis. When someone loves somebody else, the last words that he says are the words that have everything in them. The sum total of one's entire life are contained in the final words. Therefore, what are the last words of Navi? Who was the last Navi that we have in Tanakh? Malachi. Malachi is the last Nevuah from the Navi Malachi. What does it say over there? Zichutor is Moshe Avdi. The last Nevuah B'yad Malachi was Hine Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Eli Anovi Lifnei Boyeim Hashem HaGodol V'Hanoi V'Heishit Leivom Savonim V'Leibonim L'Avoysom. The final words of Malachi are taking us till Mashiach. Zichu Torah Moshe Avdi. Therefore, the last words of Moshe Rabbeinu are Sefer Dvarim. The last words, his parting message, the last things that the tzaddik said, contain his entire life. The final words of Moshe Rabbeinu, which, by the way, you know that Yikem Hashem Dam Avodav Ashofuch, the last thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying before he went up the mountain, was that the Baruch Hashem should take nekama, should take revenge for any drop of Jewish blood that has been spilled. The last bakosh of Moshe Rabbeinu was nekama. This Sefer Dvarim are the last words of Moshe Rabbeinu, the prayer, the separation between the Jewish people and Hashem. And he's going to talk about this. You remember that in Tisha B'Av the Gemara says that when they came to the Heichel, that the Kruvim were what? The Kruvim were not only facing each other, the Kruvim were embracing each other, they were holding each other. With the Bnei Yisachar and the Chayzer and the Balatanya and all this Svarim talk about. How could that be? The Gemara says that what? That when the Jewish people were Eisim Mitzvah and Shalom Hakam, when we were behaving, when we were doing Hashem's will, then the Kruvim used to face each other. when we were not oisim mitzvah neshom walk in the kruv, we would turn away from each other. So how is it on Tisha B'Av the Bnei Sasreis? How is it that on Tisha B'Av Davke, which was the Eimek HaBoch, the lowest time, that it had to be a Chorban? How could it be, why was it that then not only were the Kruvim facing each other, but those angels were mamish hugging each other? So the Bnei Sasreis says, and it's from the earlier Tzaddikim, Chayiv Adam Lifka Nesishtai, that what? That the greatest love is Davke, when a husband and wife are going to be separated for a while, those last moments is the greatest hesgabrus of ahava, the greatest love, the greatest feeling of kivyochel, of emotion between Hashem and Yisrael, was when the Shechina was leaving the Beis HaMikdash, that last hug, the Kruvim were hugging each other, that was the last hug of the Baruch Shem Teklai Yisrael, the last message of what ahava soilam ahavtich, I love you be'emek abocha also. Therefore, Sefer Devarim, which we read during the 3 weeks, are the words, the last words of Moshe Rabbeinu, before he was separated from Klal Yisrael. Kosha alai predascha, where Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't part with us. And these are the last things that he wanted to say to the Jewish people. Let's just finish this last paragraph, it'll take 5 minutes. Shachof alef yom shel tishrei vechof alef yom shel tamuz v'av mekuvonim ze keneged ze is brought out in Oiv Yisrael and Imrei Noyim. It's really already found in the Kisvei Ari that there are 21 days of the 3 weeks correspond to the 21 days of the Yomim Tovim, the 21 days of Sukkot. Therefore, the week of Tisha B'Av corresponds to what? Sukkot. So the lowest time of the year, Tisha B'Av, corresponds to Zman Simchaseinu. Habachin shel haskes u'shma Yisrael hayoin. What? The time of Sukkot is Oisias haskes. Sukkot means, but the Baruch Shalom says, listen to me, Yidden. I have something to tell you. Ikemo shekosu mi'ari HaKadosh. Sheshem havayah shel chodesh obu haposuk shel haskes u'shma Yisrael hayoin. V'yoim chav beis. Therefore, the 22nd day is Tisha B'Av itself. 21 days of Ben HaMetzorim. The 22nd day, that's why the Holy Name of Eicha is written in the Seder of Aleph Beis, right? Eicha is written, Eicha, Aleph, Boche, Sivke, Gol, Yehuda, except for the last parak. The last parak is all confused. But the whole Tisha B'Av is in the Seder of Aleph Beis. And the month of Av means Aleph Beis. But the Sfarim say, Reb Mendel Rimanover, Menachem Av is Menachem the Aleph Beis. That the Torah is, there's a bilbul, the bilbul is the letters of the Aleph Beis are in Golas, the Torah is in Golas. So therefore the 22 days, Tisha B'Av is the 22nd day that corresponds to the 22nd, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. And the 22, it's the 22nd day after the 3 weeks. That begins Motzei Shabbos. Hu b'china shel Shmini Atzeres. So Tisha B'Av is Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, for those who learned a little bit the Sfarim HaKadoshim, is the holiest day of the year. Shmini Atzeres is what? Is the time of the Yichud Ilah. It's the greatest connection and dveikus between Hashem and Yisrael. U'b'Shabbos Kodesh Zu, Sheminei Mevarchen Shisa Yoimin. Therefore, Shabbos Chazoin, which is what? Which is the Shabbos, which contains in it all the brachas of Tisha B'Av. Nishpa Kol HaShefa Shal Hashanah Rabbah Shmini Atzeres. Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazoin has in it Shmini Atzeres Hashanah Rabbah. K'mer Shekosu Me'arebim Lublin V'ayit Tzadikim. Shabbos Kodesh Chazoin Kula B'chinas Raivin Deraivin. Raivin Deraivin means the time of Minchav Sholoshu. This is the holiest time. Means Rotzen of Rotzen, the highest love between Hashem and Yisrael is Sholoshu. Raivin Deraivin. He calls Shavu B'zman Minchav Shal Shabbos Kodesh Mishapich Adin Lias Raivin Deraivin. And that's why that was the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's Estalkus, right? Davki Shabbos Mincha. The last words of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Raivin Deraivin. Avul Shabbos Kodesh Zehu, Ayin Shtik, Raivin Deraivin, Ayin Shtik, Leidus Mashiach. That we know the Gemara says that when is Mashiach born? Tisha B'Av, Mashiach is born. Dafke, from that hug of the Kruvim, with the greatest love and intimacy, Mashiach Tzikainu was born, Dafke Tisha B'Av. Therefore, Zman Simchaseinu Shmini Atzeres, which is the tachlis of Zman Simchaseinu, corresponds to what? To Shabbos Chazoin and to Tisha B'Av. Chaticha Achas,
Shekol kula raiva derayv and chatichacha shekol kula leidus Mashiach. Shezeh harei apnim yishol tishabav. Shebay nishpa leinu amatonish shol kruvim ponim beponim at tishabav. K'may shahayi bezman achurmin k'sheitziyu es aron. As we said before, shahayi kruvim ponim beponim. Haskula shol ahapich es tishabav v'lasoy se yontiv godl munach b'shabbos kodesh zeh. Therefore, Shabbos Kodesh Chazon has in it already the seed of that transformation. That when Mashiach comes, Tisha B'Av is going to be the biggest yontiv of the year. Tisha B'Av is going to be the biggest yontiv. The cost of Ma'akosh Nitzamagid, V'ed Habet Tzadikim, Shemiyud of Maschel Chamishim Yoim Ad Rosh Hashanah. From Tisha B'Av begins the 50 days. There are 50 days from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. Shul Tkufa Shul Aryeh Sha'ag. Again, the lion is roaring. Aryeh El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Hashanah Rabbah. Aryeh Shag Mi Lo Yira. Mi is Mem Yud equals 50. The Mi Lo Yira means the 50 which corresponds to the highest level of Yovel, which is the Indian of Shmini Atzeres, which is Yovel, which is being freed from the Yetzirah, because 7 times 7 is 49, Sukkot is 7, Shmini 8 corresponds to 50, which is after 7 times 7, which is what? The Bechina of Yovel being free is 50. 50 Shari Bina. Therefore, during those days, from Tisha B'Av, from the 10th day of Av, till Rosh Hashanah are 50, which is the Gematria Mi, Mi La Yira, also, Sum Eroi Meinechem Urei, Mi Bora Eila. Mi means, during these days, between Yud Av and Rosh Hashanah, the Jew can think of Mi. Who is it? Who are you? Me. Who are you? And who is he? K'mesha Kosev Nei Soscha V'Tzadikim D'mi Koy Al HaChemishim Yomim Habchin Shal Abitin Nefloiz Meteresecha Nun Ploiz K'may B'meh Svira. On a certain level it's like the days of Svira. U'b'Shabbos Kodesh Kodim and therefore on Shabbos Chazoyin Nishpa Kol HaShefa Shal HaScholos HaChemishim Yom Elu U'meh Streliske, the Rabbi Rabbi Streliske said Sheshabbos Chazoyin Yesh Lo Zekorech Lahalos Zat Tvila Shal Kol HaShonah. The Rebbe Uri Streliske said that if you daven on Shabbos Chazoyin strong, it lifts up all of the tefillas of the whole year. Mikoyach habechinu shel tefila la'oni. Why? Because what's the greatest tefila the Gemara says, and it says in Zohar, in the Medrash? Tefila la'oni, David HaMelech said. The tefila of what? The impoverished, broken Jew. David HaMelech's tefila la'oni. When are the Jewish people an oni? On Tisha B'Av. Tefillah La'oni is when the Jewish people feel lost and broken. That, the Streliske said, is the highest tefillah of the whole year. Therefore, Shabbos Kodesh Harei Kol Kuloi Tefillah La'oni. Therefore, this period of time is one great tkufa of Tefillah La'oni. That's the Hakdama. Next week in Mitzvah, and I'm sorry, you know, you're really terrific, because I don't know how you, I wouldn't last 5 minutes. So those of you that are Bamis listening, it's unbelievable. And those of you who are just nice enough to pretend, you're unbelievable. We'll be able to look inside Mitzvah next week. Next week we begin to talk about tefillah, davening, and how in our davening to feel more connection to the Avelis of Yerushalayim and to be mishtatef in the suffering of what? Of other Jews in our tefillah, and to be mishtatef in the suffering of Yerushalayim and Toshavei Haaretz and the Jews of Eretz Yisrael during this time, in particular during the time of Ben HaMetzarim. So Mitzvah will continue next week. Shekayah.